Module 3, Parents Are Your Essential Partners. Session 3, Sponsoring Families Are the Solution to Uninvolved Parents. Objective, develop ways to support children whose parents are not actively participating in RCIA sessions and rituals. Stephen Oliver was very faith-filled and very committed in his desire to be baptized and join the Catholic Church. Even if his parents were not actively involved, I cannot imagine turning him away or denying him baptism. Nonetheless, there are certainly times when parents simply cannot be actively engaged in the process. Life is just too complicated for them to commit to participating in the catechumenate. At the same time, they support their child's desire for baptism and membership in the church. So, what do we do when parents can't be involved? Let's look at Juanita Jarvis and her daughter Katie. Katie was a sixth grader who wanted to go to church and had been asking her mom for months why they didn't go. Juanita, who was an inactive Catholic, decided it was time to bring her daughter to church. However, as I talked with Katie and Juanita about Katie's desire to join the church, it became clear that Juanita was not able to be actively engaged in the initiation process. Juanita was a single mom with three younger children. In fact, all four children came with Juanita for the initial discernment discussion. And I could see how it would be difficult for Juanita to either bring the children to every session or to find childcare. Plus, the kicker was that Juanita worked an irregular schedule that would not allow her to commit to catechumenate formation sessions. Life was just too hectic for Juanita to add one more thing to her schedule. Yet Katie's desire was sincere. We couldn't turn her away just because her mother could not attend with her. Plus, Juanita wanted Katie to explore baptism and the Catholic Church. Mom had given her permission, she just wasn't able to commit to regular attendance with Katie. Sponsoring family. So here is what we did. We paired Katie with a sponsoring family, the Walshes. In fact, Katie and Amanda Walsh, who was the same age as Katie, became good friends. Amanda and her mom came to most of the formation sessions with Katie, though sometimes just Amanda came. The Walshes walked the journey with Katie. They supported her, shared their faith with her, often provided transportation for her, and stood with Katie at the liturgical rites. Although the church clearly prefers parents to be engaged in the process, the RCIA also allows for suitable members of the church to act in the place of parents. Number 261, Canada number 251. In the end, Ms. Walsh became Katie's godmother, and the two families became friends. It was a life-giving and faith-enriching experience for all. Other scenarios for RCIA families. Each child and family has their own set of circumstances, their own story. Here are some of the situations that create challenges for parents, along with some strategies for addressing the situation. I have other kids at home. Solutions. Provide on-site childcare. Include siblings in intergenerational sessions. I am willing for Katie to come, but I can't get her there. Solution. Ask parishioners to help with driving. Be sure to have written parental permission and always have more than one adult and one child in a vehicle. I don't mind if Joey becomes Catholic, but I am not interested in becoming myself. Solution. Pair Joy with a sponsoring family or with a single young adult or older adult. A young adult can be a great sponsor for a teenager. Other adults can be great sponsors too. Just be sure to do some discernment before you pair sponsors with inquirers. Back in my day, you just got baptized and received First Communion. Why do I have to do all this? I'm too busy. Sometimes when a parent is unable to participate in the catechumenate process, it's a red flag. It means that neither the parent nor the child is ready to make the commitment to the journey of faith. However, often when this type of comment is made, the parent need more of an explanation about the importance of their role in faith formation. Solution: parents are usually willing once they understand their role. Sponsoring families are for parents too. Although this session is about what to do when parents of child catechumenates are not involved, sponsoring families are great to have around even when parents are engaged in the initiation process. Here's the main point. A sponsoring family supports, guides, and helps the parent as well as the child catechumen. as we said earlier, usually the parent needs evangelization and formation as much as the child does. The parent has always been away from the church, or is new to the parish, or is unbaptized and seeking initiation. Thus, the parent often needs a sponsor as much as the child. A sponsoring family can guide, assist, and mentor the parent and the child. Sponsoring families are a great support to families in the catechumenate, whether the parents are involved or not. And it's a great way to get parishioners involved in the RCIA process. Lastly, sponsoring families can be a great help to you, the RCIA coordinator or catechist. Let's think some more about how a sponsoring family or an individual sponsor might help a child whose parents is not involved in the RCIA process. Take a look at Exercise 3.